This is an oral history interview with Martha Dean Tidmore Henderson, and it's conducted by Kelly Morgan on November 13, 1994, Boaz, Alabama, and the subject of the interview is the working woman's life during the late 1940s and early 1950s. Okay, the first questions that I'm going to ask you are just background information questions. So, what is your full name?
Martha Dean Tidmore Henderson.
Okay. And what is your address right now?
It's Boaz County Road 25, Alabama 35957.
Okay. And what year were you born?
1923.
Okay. And the month and the day?
5th.
Okay. And what was your mother's name?
Jesse May Croft Tidmore.
Okay. And your father's name?
John Mathis Tidmore.
Okay. And where are the places that you've lived?
Well, I lived at Skirlem, Alabama, and I went my first year of school there. And then I lived in Geraldine, and from Geraldine to Crossville.
So you grew up?
So I really grew up at Crossville, and I went through the 8th grade.
Okay. And where did you move after you got married?
We lived with my mother and daddy until my husband had to go in service, about a year and a half. And then when he come home, he couldn't find any work, so we went to Michigan. Detroit, Michigan. My brother lived there, and he said there was a lot of work there, and we could probably get a job. So, we stayed up there from 1948 to 1959. And I worked in a kitchen doing short orders for about 6 months. My husband was in a wreck and he couldn't walk. And my daughter took care of him.
How old was she when she took care of him?
And then I went to another.
About how old was she when she took care of him?
She's about 5.
6. Okay.
He'd play with her dolls and things like that, just to occupy her mind.
Yeah.
And then I went to work at Dasco's after he got able to work. And I worked there about 6 months. I run a press machine there, working, forming molding to put on cars.
Yeah.
And then I worked there. They went out of business, and I went to Midwest Metal Molding. And I worked there. Well, my husband was the first one man that was hired, and I was the first lady
to be hired at that.
To be hired
Midwest
at that Midwest Metal Molding, and they worked about 25 women, and not that many men. They didn't have that many men to work. They was more women than they was men. And us women had to work real hard. But there wasn't any colored people worked anywhere I worked.
Mm-hmm.
And when we quit work there and moved back to Alabama,
mm-hmm.
And my salary was, I would have soon been making $5 an hour.
At the Midwest Metal Mine?
Mm-hmm.
Because you had the high seniority?
Yeah. And we went back to Crossville, Alabama. And we stayed a year at Crossville. And then we went to Chicago, Illinois. And I worked up there. Several months. I don't know just how many, but a good good long while. And we stayed there 3 years. So I guess I worked there about 2.5 years.
What did you do there?
I was polishing hair dryers. I run a buffet machine, polishing hair dryers. And then we come back to Alabama. And we stayed another year. And then we went to Atlanta. And we stayed there about 6 years. And I worked in a little old factory where they made Easter bunnies. And I enjoyed that, but I don't remember what I made, but I didn't make that much. You know. So we were on Friday, we could wear skirts and blouses, and we'd go out and eat. We'd have so long for a lunch hour, and we'd go out and eat.
Is this the one in Atlanta where you did this, or the ladies you worked with? Or?
No, it's when we was in Detroit.
When you worked in Detroit. Okay.
And the other times we wore slacks or blue jeans or shirt, sweater, something like that.
Yeah.
We didn't have to wear no special clothes.
Okay, so what grade did you go through in your education? What grade?
I went through the 8th grade.
You finished the 8th grade?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your religion?
Methodist.
Okay, and do you have like a political preference? Like, do you vote like a certain party?
Yeah, I vote Democrat.
Okay. That's the end of the background information part. And now I'm just going to ask you some questions about your work experience and the things that you've done through your life. What was the first job that you had? I know you helped around the house, but what was your first job outside the home that you did?
Picking cotton was my first job, and chopping cotton. And I had to take what money I made. I didn't make much, but I had to help buy my school supplies. My mother had rheumatism, and she wasn't able to do the work, and that's why I didn't go through school no longer. Yeah. That I had to, you know, get out of school so many times. And then I would help her wash and iron. And,
did all the sisters, the brothers and sisters, do this too?
Yeah. I had one sister at home. My oldest sister was married. And I had one brother home. The rest of them was married. And two of them died young. Mm. My oldest brothers. And I guess that's about all I done was housework, you know.
Well, how did you find a factory job in Detroit when you were working? I mean, when you were just like working on the farm in Crossville, how did you find out about it?
Well, your granddaddy was working at that factory, and they was taking applications, and I went down and put in an application, and they hired me. Mm. And he didn't want me to work, but when I went in to work, well, he said, "You can't do this," and I said, "I can if you can." So I did. And he'd tease me and say I wasn't doing it right, but the boss said I was great.
And so, do you think y'all could have made it if you wouldn't have got that job too?
No. Rent was too high.
You could have made it anyway. Okay. And so the first factory job you had was in Detroit. Now, what did you do exactly? What kind of work was it?
Well, it was making molding. You know, moldings for, I run a press. Mm-hmm. punch press, that's what they called them. And it would, you know, form a place, and then they would put tacks inside that molding and then put it on the cars.
Okay.
And we made it for Hudson, Chrysler's, like that, you know.
You'd make the parts and then they would send it to the car factory where they would put it on the cars?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How was your job in comparison to what the men were doing? I mean, was like your job, was it harder or dirtier or was it easier?
It was about the same. Only, now my husband run a rolling machine and he could sit back and watch us and read the paper. And then I'd be give out and he wouldn't be tired when we got home. So, then when I'd get home, well, I'd have to help do the cooking. His father and mother live with us. And I'd have to help do the cooking and the washing dishes and washing clothes and ironing and mopping and stuff like that, running the vacuum cleaner.
Another day's work.
Yeah. Another day's work. With no pay.
What were your wages like at the factory, though? How much did you... I mean, I know you probably don't remember exactly how much you made, but what was it in comparison to what the men were making that were there?
Well, let's see. I believe I started out about $3 an hour. And then they'd give you a raise so often. But we had a union in Middle West Metal Molding, but I can't think of the name of the union.
And you moved to, that was still in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Middle West and Metal Mountain was still
in. Yeah.
Okay. And you were in the union, though?
Yeah.
How strong was the union? Was everybody a part of it? Was it?
Yeah, everybody finally joined it because they had to let us have it, you know.
How did you feel about the union coming from the South? You know, the union wasn't too strong in the South, did you? How did you and Granddaddy feel about that?
Well, we wanted the union where we could make more money.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Well, I was a hard worker.
Smart.
I done my share.
And how many other women were... Okay, when you left... when you left and went to the Midwestern Metal Molders.
Metal Molders.
Yeah, the Triple M. How many women were there and how many men? Do you remember how many people worked in the Help Factory?
Oh, let's see. There was about, I guess, 50 women. But not that many men, you know. It was mostly for women. My sister-in-law worked there. My husband's sister, she worked there. And my sister worked there for a while, but she had to run that buffing machine and it'd make her sick because it was huge and it'd go, you know, around and around and it'd make her sick. She didn't work too long.
Mm-hmm.
And at Dasco's now, they wasn't that many women.
There were more men than women?
Yeah.
Dasco. Could you tell the difference in the way you were treated between Dasco and the 3M?
No, it was about the same people.
Okay.
That's all real nice.
The male co-workers treated the women nice? Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was real nice. Good.
Were there any supervisors or anything that were women? Any women?
No, it was men. The ones that owned the place was the one that done it.
All the foremen were men? Okay. And you said something about that you were the first one hired in?
Yeah.
And you were the first one hired in where?
Middle West Metal Molding.
Okay. And Granddaddy was the first man?
Yeah.
How did your wages compare to his, even though y'all were both the first ones hired in?
Well, he still made more than I did. the men made more than the women. But now I think the women can make as much as the men.
Yeah.
But back then they couldn't.
Yeah, it's changed a little. Sometimes. So there's no way that you could have ever made as much as Granddaddy, even though you were doing...
No.
Okay.